Online Podcast, April 16th, 2005. Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong, and first of all, I'd like to, before I even welcome you, I'd like to tell you that I just wasted like about 30 minutes doing a podcast outside on the deck at work, thinking that I have been talking to you for the last 30 minutes, and I realized I didn't hit record. And that's why sometimes you hear Matt Weinstein or myself saying, am I recording? There's a reason why we do that. Okay, I'm going to check now. Okay, now I'm paranoid, so you'll probably be hearing, am I recording for the next few shows? It wasn't a very good one anyway, because I was kind of rambling along for too long. And so all the sound that you were listening to earlier was me washing my hands and then coming up from the bathroom. Number one, not number two. I'm sure you'd like to know what it was, right? Just kidding. So I'm going to try to do another podcast again outside. There are a few things that I like to... Maybe I'll make a little note about what I want to talk about. I have it written down on my little... stickies on my computer. And of course, I didn't have my computer out there, and so I forgot, and that's why I kept going. Okay. Isn't that interesting that you're hearing me writing? Ow, my ear itches.
Oh, my left ear. Ow!
So I'm going to take my little note and actually step outside and do a little show out there. And this time I'm going to take my phone in case somebody looked up at me, because I was outside and I was yapping away. And somebody looked upstairs, and I have to pretend like it was stupid. Okay. So I just wasted about 3 minutes talking about nothing. Okay, now welcome everyone. Thank you for listening to Online Podcast again. And I realized that if you're a new listener, very, very welcome to my world, things that's around me. And I was thinking about how my show is getting actually more popular, and I don't know why. And you know, by my standard, being popular means like 9 people subscribe. In fact, I have 15. So I found myself, after changing over to Libsyn, that I have picked up quite a few listeners, and I don't know whether or not it's because of that little plug that was done by Wonder Wisdom, as well as Madge Weinstein and Feast of Fools, that more people are tuning into the show now, those are the shows that I listen to very frequently. And as you would realize, depending on where you found the show, I have a directory listing on the language section iPodder.org. And directory listing under language and Chinese, where you can find me. And I think I should be listed on Malaysian as well, since sometimes I use Malay. Well, I haven't, but I will today. So, per the request of one of our listeners out in Minnesota. So, let's see. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. And you will also find that my show is now listed under Gay and Lesbian Show also. And I'm talking about that while I'm welcoming all the new listeners. I would specifically like to welcome Mr. Jim from Florida. Welcome to my show, and I'm glad that you're listening to this right now. Thank you for your email. He wrote me a very long and generous and kind and very supportive email, and very long, I mean long, about the show that he's listened and gave me a little bit of his thought and comment about the show. And one of the things that I'd like to mention to you is that he said that my show, maybe I should just get his email, then I'm not really paraphrasing. So I'm going back to the computer right now, I'm still inside. Oh, I need to burp, hang on. Excuse me. Okay, Gmail, start. Oh. Okay, let me see if I can find and tell you exactly. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh yeah, what he said is like, I like your voice, and combined with a Malaysian accent, I could listen to you talk all day. Okay, yes, my Malaysian accent, and one of these days I'm going to talk Manglish, and that's really strong Malaysian English. Now it's me trying to sound more American so that people can understand me, yeah? And of course I learned the Queen's English when I was in school, so every once in a while people tell me that I slip into the little British Queen's English pronunciation. And of course we listen to BBC broadcasting, and so we also have the BBC twists sometimes every once in a while. Okay. This is by Jim in sunny Florida. He said that another thing about your show that I like is that it isn't a gay show, and it's about a gay guy and his companion, which is my partner Bruce, who have a normal everyday experiences that I can relate to. And thank you for that comment. In fact, when I told my my partner Bruce, he said, oh yeah, that's really nice, because that's exactly what the show is. It is about a Malaysian-born Chinese who happens to be living in the United States. And I think that itself is, you know, interesting enough. And plus, sometimes, you know, I'm also gay, so that's part of my personality, that's part of me, but not the entire thing. So it's not exactly a gay show, but you will hear gay theme every once in a while, because that's me. So thank you so much, Jim from Florida. So that's his email. And I thought that was really nice. And I would love to hear from you. I'm going to go outside now. I'd love to hear from you if you are a first-time listener and you would like to tell me what you think about the show. And I'm going to take a drink. And you can email me at online@gmail.com. And if you have one of those MP3 player thingy like iTunes and such, you can also look into the ID3 tag. There's also my comment line and email information on there. And my comment line is 206-888-JOHN. Okay, I'm going to walk outside now. I'm going to try not to talk because it will appear dumb. Here's Laurie. She saw me coming in, and she is gonna see me talk again. I hope. hope my recording is in stereo. Left. I mean, right.
Left.
Kind of windy. I'm gonna go back to where I was. And I hope the show is recorded on stereo, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm gonna touch the microphone, that's gonna be loud. Okay, if you have your iPod or whatever close by, I'm gonna touch the right side of the microphone. Oh. The opposite side. Have I been doing that all this while? Where's my headphone on wrong side? Oh, duh. Sorry, my headphone's on wrong side. On the wrong side. Oh, no wonder it's uncomfortable. Duh, I'm so stupid. Sorry. So now this should be right and that should be left. I mean, there's no difference for you earlier anyway, because you have your headphone on the right side, or you don't have a headphone on. But anyway, so I'm outside now, so you can hear the, I hope you can hear the birds, and I hope the wind is not too strong to cause any interference. Oh, so beautiful, such a beautiful day today. It's like lower 60s, early 70s, and very comfortable. And for those people who are living in a country that they stop, is like everyone, most of the world, using metric system, it is about 21, 22 Celsius. And the reason why I know about it is because I just checked for my sister, because I had a conversation with my sister and my brother-in-law this morning on Skype, and they were asking me what's the temperature over there, and I said it's about 70 degrees, and they said, what is that in Fahrenheit? I said, I have no idea. So I went onto my calculator and then type in 70 and then turn the conversion tool on and then convert that into Celsius. So it's about 21, 22 Celsius. So here I am outside redoing all the podcasts that I have done a few minutes ago because I messed up and I didn't hit record. I just checked, I am recording. So I've welcomed all the listeners, and I think I was, oh yeah, the one major thing that I want to talk to you about, and that's the reason why I wanted to do this show, is because to do this show is because I wanted to get this out of my system, get it out of the way, and I would not like to dwell on it. I think I've been thinking too hard, but it's also because it's been going on with a few other shows. Some people mentioned that, you know, it's kind of like a bad taste, I think, to some people if you start asking for a donation, or if you mention too much about it, like, you know, if I can, you know, I wish I can do this, you know, or if you donate, I can do that. Why don't you donate for me? And I think I'm going to stop doing that. I would still like to mention that there's an opportunity for you to donate if you choose to do so. And you may go to my blog, which is online.johnong.com, and you will find a little link called Donate, and click on that, and you have two options of donating money to me. You can either pay by PayPal, or some people who does not have a PayPal account or do not like PayPal, you can also do it by the Amazon Honor Award program. So, options there. If you want to do that, you can do so. And I'm going to leave it at that, because I should stop bothering you, the listener, about what costs and what are the expenses that I have to spend for my show, because you didn't ask me to start this show, so I should take the responsibility myself. But if you would like to donate, I would be happy to take the money as well. So you can do that. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go into it every once in a while. I will still mention the donation possibility that's on my website, just like how I would mention my blog URL as well as my my comment line. Okay, so that's it. I'm not going to tell you anything more about donation because I don't want this to be a burden, okay? And so that's out of the way. So let's see how much time we have. About 15 minutes. This is not going to be too long a show because I don't want to spend too much time out here because I'm really at work. Well, I'm, you know, they can still get me, but I'm at work still, but I'm outside. I don't want to spend too long doing this thing outside. Maybe I can continue doing that in the office, but I'll try to keep it short. And if I stop talking about keeping it short, and the show will really be short. So, Jim also mentioned that the show is very positive, and you will probably... I hope that you will see more sides of me. Of course, this is a small nugget of myself, my life, but a kind of an intimate one. Like you follow me to work and you follow me at work and all that. So it's... where is it going to go with that thing? Yeah, that's one thing about driving while doing a podcast is that, you know, the drive is so familiar to me that I'm just driving, and I'm not looking, I'm looking around, I'm looking for traffic, but I'm not really looking at new things that would distract me. But I don't like the microphone having that whole vibration thing when my car goes over a little rough spot on the street and you hear this loud crackly noise in your ear, and I really hate that. I enjoy doing a podcast while I'm in the car, by the way. I might still continue to do that, but I'll try to keep it to a minimum or until I find a better microphone. I think my microphone is not bad. I would like to get, like I said, the binaural microphone, but until I can afford it, I will keep that off for a while because I do have bills to pay. I'm going to talk about money. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to talk about money, but I'm not going to talk about you giving me money. Okay, while talking about money, I just spent $150 for my dentist bill. And, you know, about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I've had this really bad, after graduation, I kind of stopped thinking about going to the dentist. In fact, I didn't even go to the dentist when I was in college. Maybe like once or twice before graduating. And 2-3 years went by. Haven't been to a dentist for a good cleaning, and so I've got gums problem and very bad teeth. Well, not very bad teeth, but quite bad, especially gums. So I had to spend probably about $2,000-$3,000, maybe more, to have a very regular dentist visit to get that fixed, you know, and have had prescriptive mouthwash to help with my gums, and I have to do this whole routine about brushing my teeth and then applying the medication, blah blah blah, on my gums. So in fact, I spent about 45 minutes in the bathroom brushing my teeth and do all the gargling and the mouthwash thing. And me being my very, oh god, sometimes very compulsive person, I have to do things very hard, and I have to like make sure that the medication gets onto every hole in between my teeth and all that. So it was really very stressful, and that really kind of got me into this very concerned expectation. Well, it makes me really worry about a big bill every time I go to a dentist, even though for the last year or two, well, 2 years now, I think, all my dentist visits were pretty good. No surprising big bill or anything. And, but still, it's $150 to get my teeth clean, get it scaled, because we haven't done that for maybe a year or two now. So that's kind of like a routine check, but, you know, even a routine check is about $100. Because I don't have dental care. I don't have dental insurance coverage from work. I have two jobs. My full-time job does not cover dental, and my part-time job does not give me any benefit at all. And so I have to do it myself. So if you know of any real dental insurance or whatever plan that I can keep going to that same doctor, let me know. And I would like to hear from you. If you're a new listener, I would like to hear from you. You know, send me an email and tell me how you found the show and how you, are you on a iPodder client or a podcatcher, or are you actually downloading the show straight from the website? I've been really happy putting my shows on Libsyn.com, and if you ever want to go with Libsyn.com, let me know first, because I have a link that you can click on and subscribe to their service, but it will also benefit me. It will give me a little bit of money, and that would help support the show. And then I will stop bugging you, right? Oh, it's so pretty. The red buds tree are all in the right season to bloom, you know, it's all red, and leaves are nice, young, tender leaves are coming off of the trees now because it's springtime, right? Ooh, pretty. Anyway, so, I think that's probably about it. I will, in fact, I'm gonna do a little Malay conversation with you. Salam sejahtera. Salam sejahtera, ini program atau rancangan saya, namanya online podcast. Susah lah aku ni nak tukar bahasa ni. Sekarang saya cakap dalam bahasa Melayu. Sudah lama tak cakap bahasa Melayu. Sudah bahasa Melayu pun dah karat lah saya rasa. Tapi sebab pendengar saya dari Minnesota, namanya apa tu? Apa nama dia tu? Sudah lupa pula. Chris, ya. Yeah. Chris dari Minnesota ajak saya cakap dalam bahasa Melayu sebab dia suka dengar orang-orang cakap dalam bahasa Melayu. Jadi inilah sedikit tentang program saya dalam bahasa Melayu. Kalau anda dari Malaysia ataupun pelajar-pelajar dari Malaysia ataupun Indonesia ataupun Singapura yang memahami bahasa Melayu, sila email saya ya dari kepada online@gmail.com. Ya, terima kasih. Oh, saya ingat kalau boleh saya nak mainkan lagu-lagu tradisional, lagu tradisional Melayu macam Rasa Sayang, apa tu lagi itu, Burung Kakak Tua. Sebab saya ada CD tu dari Malaysia yang how do you say relative? you know my relative, my cousin buat tu. My cousin nak buat tu CD ya. And dia bagi saya tu CD. Jadi saya akan mainkan lagu-lagu tradisional Malaysia bagi kamu. And I'm sure Chris would really enjoy that. I was telling people, if they are Malaysian students or if they just happen to understand Malay, and they can email me, and they can also and I also have a cousin who gave me a CD that she made that contains a lot of different songs, traditional Malay songs that I can play for you. I think I'll be okay copyright-wise. I don't know. I'm gonna take a chance because it's a traditional song. It's promoting Malaysia and the Malaysian culture. Maybe it's okay. Anyway, so that was a little bit in Malay. And I hope that's okay, Chris. And I know it was kind of awkward just switching. I have to have a little bit of a transitional time to go into a Malay conversation. So I'm sorry if that was awkward. For those, especially those who understand Malay. Like my listener in Australia, she knows my Malay. Well, she knows how bad my Chinese is because I post a Chinese blog on my website and it was really bad. Don't feel bad about that, Yixian, you know, because it's my Mandarin that's bad. My Chinese that's bad. So I think I'm going to wrap up the show. I will just, you know, keep the show short, and thank you so much. And I think the main thing that I wanted to tell you about the reason why I wanted to have the show up is because I want to welcome the new listeners, and I'm very happy with the subscription, well, the service that I get from Libsyn.com. And like I said, if you have anything, just let me know. If you want to subscribe to Libsyn service, let me know, and that would benefit my show also. And besides that, I've because of the Libsyn subscription, that I realized that I have a lot of new listeners, and that's why I want to do this show to welcome everybody. And so I guess that's about it. And I would like to invite you to go to my blog as well, because that's where you can get all the show notes, like a specific link that I mentioned on my show. You can go there and access that by typing in online.johnong.com, and you'll go to my blog, and then you can click on any links that I may have for this show. And thank you for listening again, and thank you so much for those who subscribe to the show, because I see I probably have I probably have about 15 subscribers right now, which is really mega for me, because I don't even know if I have 15 people who knows me before I have the show, who listen to the show. So I think I probably have listeners who do not know me listening to the show more than the listeners whom I force them to listen to. Am I making sense? I'm trying to rush this, and this stupid wind is blowing. And I'm covering up my microphone with that so that I don't have wind noise. So, okay, I'm going to end the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and keep listening. And I have a very, very exciting ideas about shows to come for the summer, because I can do more shows outdoor. We're going to go to the city market, and we're going to do a few shows possibly in maybe in Minnesota when I visit Minnesota this summer. So thank you so much, and have a great day, and smile. Bye-bye.
April 1st, 2005. Oh, shit.